said, Yisa Adam Doima, an Isha, a man should marry a wife, a Doima, V'yal Yisa Bas Doima, but he should not marry the daughter of a Doima. The Kitsa Doima means like a Zoina. That you have to be afraid if the wife is a Zoina, then maybe she'll live with some with another man. So if you have a choice of the two, to marry the daughter of a Zoina, but to marry a Zoina itself, so Shmuel says you're better off marrying the Zoina herself. V'yal Yisa Bas Doima, don't marry her daughter. Why? Shezu bo mitipak shera. The mother, even though she's a Zoina, she lives with other men, but she herself came from kosher parents. She herself was a Zerah Kodesh. She herself was Tipa Kshera. But Vizu, her daughter, boy Mitipa Psula. Her daughter could be a Mamzeres, the daughter. Because since the mother is a Zoina, she was married to one man, and it could be she lived with another man, and she became pregnant from the other man. Therefore, this daughter is a Mamzeres now, so the man has a choice which one of the two to marry. He should marry the Doima, the mother itself, and not marry her daughter. Like Rashi says, Rashi's Doima means Nitenes from the Beres Pati Kol Am Yufeho. Everybody talks about her that she's a Zoina, she lives with other men. That's what people talk about her. Say so, you're better off marrying the mother and don't marry the daughter. That's Shmuel Svara, because the daughter Rashi Vizu Bo Midia Psula. Shema mi Ovikov my mamzer. Maybe the mother lived with a guy with a mamzer and the kid is also mamzer then. So therefore you're better off with the mother than with the daughter. For Rabbi Yechon says no. For Rabbi Yechon and Omar, Yisa Adam Abbas Doima, you're better off marrying the daughter of the Zoina. For Yal Yisa Doima, and don't marry the Zoina as she herself. Why? Shezu Oymedes Becheskes Ksheris. I'll tell you, the daughter, she's Oymed Becheskes Ksheris. Which means that she herself is not a Zoina, the daughter. So if you're going to marry her, she'll stay with you, she won't live with other men, she won't become us to you, you'll let her live with her. We'll soon see, I her yichus will soon see. But for Zub, if you're going to marry the Zoina herself, Eino Emedes Becheskes Ksheris, she does not stay with you, Becheskes Ksheris. Like if you're going to marry her, you have to be afraid she's going to live with another man. If she lives with another man, she becomes also to you. So therefore, you're better off marrying the daughter. At least then you know she'll stay muta to you. Whereas marrying the mother, the Zoina, you have to be afraid she'll become also to you. So Rashi says, Shezu habas, Emedes Becheskes Ksheris. That means umateris labayla. She's mutter to the husband. She won't live with other men. I latipa psula. I let's be afraid she's a mamzer herself. She came from a bear tipa. On that no leichashinim, because we say the roiv ebilois achar abal umibala nisavra. As even though the mother's a zayna, she lives with other men. We're talking about she was married, and the klal is roiv ebilos itzal bal. Rove time she lives with her own husband, even though she lives with other men also. So we say when the mother became pregnant, most probably she became pregnant from the husband himself. So therefore, the kid now is not a mamzeris. The kid is only a mamzer. It was noitzer from that bia of a bia sissa. But most probably the kid, the daughter, was created from the bia of the husband himself. So therefore, Rabbi Yechonon says, you're better off marrying the daughter. Whereas if you marry the mother, Rashi says, v'zu eino emetet zecheskes ksheris. Shemizana tachtov. If you're going to marry the Zoina herself, the mother, you have to be afraid she's going to live with other men. For Neseris alone, she'll become also to you. For Ueno Roy, you're not going to see it. V'ueno Magarsha, you're not going to give her a get. You're not going to know about it. Obol Nebiyissa, then it'll come out. You're going to live with Sabiyissa. So if you have a choice, which one of the two to marry, you're better off marrying the daughter and don't marry the mother. That's what Yechon and Svara. First says, Meisri Havakasha. It says, Alocha, Noisa Yodam Doima. A person should marry a Doima, Mashma, the Zoina herself. So my Rav says, "V'tizbura, there's something wrong here anyway. Like v'tizbura, this is a good svara. How it says that noisei, which is masma lechatchila, like lechatchila, would you tell anybody to go marry a zayin? It doesn't make sense. You don't tell anybody lechatchila to do it. If he has a choice, don't do it. Ela, the price should be im nosa. You have to change it around. It just means if he married a zayin." If so, since it's not meduyik anywhere, this brayso, he already could put in Tony Learn, Nami Bas Doima. He better already put in a Bas Zoina, a Bas Zoina. Oops. You can take a Bas Zoina, it's also good. Yeah. So many can learn like a Yechonon. This the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, what's the locha? That Yisa Adam a Bas Doima, V'yal Yisa Doima. Like a Yechonon says, you're better off marrying the daughter of a Zoina, because the daughter herself will stay mutter to you, whereas to marry the zayin herself, you have to be afraid she'll live with other men, she'll become mutter to you. The Tony Rav Tachlifa Bar Marova, Kaimad Rabbi Avua, Eish Isha Mizana Poneo Ksherim. Even though an Isha herself is Mizana, even though an Isha herself live with other men, but you have to know that still a Bneo children is Ksherim, the children are mutter. Why? Because the Svari is Roiv Bila Sachrabal, that most Bia she have is from her own husband. So even though she's a Zayin, she lived with other men also, but when she came pregnant, most probably the pregnancy was from the Roiv of the Bia, it was from the husband. Therefore the daughter is mutter to you. That's what we pass like Rav Yechon. Boyi Rav Amram, Rav Amram has a kash like this. Hoysa prusa biyoyser maho. Let's say you have a wife that's a big prusa, she's always flirting with a lot of men. So ma, what's the locha? Rashi said, "Dikol meichesh deroyv biloiseo mishel acherim." Like, what's going to be if you want to marry the daughter of a zayna? So we said before she's muta, because most probably she became pregnant the mother from her husband. But what's going to be if she's an extra special zayna? She lives with a lot of men. So what do we say? Do we still say it came from the husband or not? So most like this, Ali, but the man diyam according to the man diyam that holds. Ein isha mesaveris, ela somach levesosa. The Ali b'demand the Yoma, ein isha mesaveris, ela somach levesosa. But demand the Yoma that says the isha, the main time she becomes pregnant, is right before she gets an idus, right before she becomes an idah. If so, loyti boylocha, de lo yoda bov lo mintalo. That the husband most probably does not know exactly when she's supposed to see an idus. So the svar is that the husband doesn't watch her, doesn't make sure she does not live with other men. So then we have to be afraid that maybe she was living with another man the night right before she became an Ida, and then it could be she became pregnant from that. And then you have to be afraid that the daughter is a mamzeres. Kitibolocho, when do I have my question though? Aliba the man the yom, according to the man the yom that holds, ein isha misaberes elosomach litfilosa. That an isha becomes pregnant, fakat, right after she became an Ida, when she becomes tohor, when she goes to the mikvah. Somach litfilosa. Right after she goes to the mikvah, like that night, Rashi says, Liyachash etovla biyom tfilosa liyom acher. Either that night or the next night. Those are the two nights slot that she most probably will become pregnant. If so, my, then we have a suffix. Why? Kivon diyodabo, since the husband knows, like when his wife goes to the mikvah, so then it's a svara, niture mintalo, that the husband himself watches his wife. Like he knows tonight she went to the mikvah, so he knows to be with her tonight. So for sure the husband watches her, and then we're not afraid she's living with another man. So most probably the kid is from the father, that's kosher. Or Dilma, maybe no, kivon the prutz of Yosef, since still we know this lady is a big, big zayna. She lives with a lot of men. So even so, even though it's the leil tefillah, could be first she lived with a husband, and then she lived with another man. And then we have a suffix, maybe the kid is not becheskes kashrus. On this, the Gemara says, take him. The human prutz of Yosef loy, we don't say the husband watched her, take him. So this, the Gemara abides by a suffix. In such a case, it's like a suffix, what din does the daughter have? As if the mother was a very big zayna, then we have a doubt if the kid takes becheskes kashrus or not. But then the Mishnah says, V'yelu shebezdim. There are certain wives that when the husband's not around, they can't make kinui, so bezdim does it for the husband. Tana Rabbonim learned like this. Says in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Ish. Ma Talmud loyme ish ish. How come in the Parsha of Soit, it says double lotion ish ish? What's the double lotion of a man? L'rabbis did to include Eishas Cherish, the wife of a Cherish if the husband is deaf and dumb. Or else be Eishas Shaita, the husband is a fool. So the husband himself cannot make a kino or sira. He can't make a kino. He can't warn his wife. Or else be Eisha Shimon. Also, where the husband also a little bit off. So the husband can't give his wife a kinui. So what's going to be the locha? Or else be Shaholach Baila Lamdina Sayam. That's in the case where the husband went away, Lamdina Sayam, went overseas. Or else be Shahoy Yechovish Bei Sasurim. Or else where the husband was locked up in jail. All these cases, the husband cannot give kinu, can't warn his wife. So what's the halacha? So how do we know shebezdin mekanin lo? That bezdin has a right. The rabbis, the pasuk ish ish comes to include that all these wives, like the bezdin themselves, could give a kinui. If Bezdin notices that this wife is flirting with another man, she's talking a lot with another man, so they have a right to warn her and tell her, listen, you're married. Stay away from that man. And the kinu and stira helps. The poistlo miksubosan, that if it comes out later, the husband gives her a get, she loses the ksuba. But Yochel, I would have thought this Yaflash Kaysen, maybe after Bezdin gives a kinui, and later they find them together, this kinu b'stira, maybe now Bezdin could take, the Bezdin could take her to the Bezdin Magod in Yishalayim, and they could be mashka the Meisaita. On this note, the Pasuk says, Tamalayma, Tehevi yo ish esh ishtoi. Says the Pasuk, the man has to bring his wife. Mashma, you need the husband. Without the husband, she does not drink the Meyamarim. That's Pshana Mishnah, the Bezdin only helps, that she has an issa seiter on her, and she loses the ksuba, but not to drink the me'amarim. Rav Yosi Yoimeh no, aflash koisa. You should know that it helps now the kinu v'stira of Bezdin that she could come to drink. When is that? That later when the husband gets freed, or the husband comes back home, then the husband could make a drink because of the kinu and stira that Bezdin had. So it comes out that samachleikis, that according to Tanakama, even later when the husband comes home, the husband cannot make a drink from the kinu, the warning that Bezdin gave her. So the Mara asks, "But my kamiflagi, what's the machlokes over here?" Rabbonin savri dinon v'kinu v'hevi. The Rabbonin say we need that right away. Whoever gave her kinui, the one that warns her, he has to be able to bring her right away to a drink. And where Bezdin warns her, since Bezdin themselves cannot bring her to drink, it's no good. You can't have the husband bring later. So Rashi says, the king of Avi means ha-mekanalo, the same person that warns her, yishkena, he has to be the one to make a drink. So therefore, since Bezdin is warning her now, Bezdin cannot make a drink. Therefore, when the husband comes back later, he also can't make a drink, because he did not warn her. For Rav Yosi Savano, loy bina the king of Avi, you don't need this. There are two separate halachas. Whoever gave a kinu, Bezdin gave a kinu, that's the ribui, ish, that Bezdin has the right to warn a wife. And later, when the husband comes home, if he brings his wife to the Bezdin HaGadol, he can make a drink to Mehamon. Follow our body. Look at the price like this. The pasuk says, "Asher tishte isha tachas isha." That if your wife went away from you when you were still married, tishte means she went on the side. I mean, she had nus. We're afraid maybe she had nus with somebody else. Is lahakish ishla isha? And this pasuk, it says isha and isha, which means the man and the wife. So there's a hekish now to put the ish and isha together. And who was in the opposite way? V'isha l'ish. L'may hirchasa, what do we need this for? Before in the Chav Dalet we had this Gemara, and here now explains it. We have such a hekish of ish to the isha. What do we need it for? Omer Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, it comes to teach us like this. That kishem shim hu suma. The same way if the man is blind. Loho yamashke, if the husband is blind, then he cannot make his wife drink the water. The pasuk says, isha, it was hidden from the eyes of the husband. Mashmuna, that the husband could see. Just this incident now that she had stira, or the saita, was hidden from the eyes of the husband. So it has to be a husband that could see, but if the husband cannot see, if he's blind, he's not in the pasha to make his wife drink. See, if so, from this hekesh we say, kach hi, the same way the wife. Im hoisa suma, wa hoisa shoisa. If she was blind, even though there was kinu and stira, she does not drink the me'amor. That's the zeras akosiv of isha liish. Rav Ashi yomar, another drush is, kishem shechigeres, vigidemes, lehoisa shoisa. The same way if the wife was a chigeres, the hinkatin, because she couldn't walk, she was lame, roski demes, she was missing her arms were chopped off, that she cannot drink. Why not? Because the pasuk says, fehemid hakoines ishnof ne'ashem.